Right now, though, let's talk to the man. He covers the Cowboys for The Athletic and no doubt is as worried about Caleb Foster's injury as I am. It is John Machota. Good afternoon, sir.
I mean, what a gut punch. Everything was going so well, and they just this is why we can't have nice things.
It really is. So
y'all get all the things when it comes to Duke basketball.
Look, Really not.
I think it's funny how people will talk about how the refs are always helping out Duke. I don't know where they've been helping them out the last 10 years.
Good point.
I mean everything's rolling for them, and Zion blows out a shoe for some reason.
Yeah.
Everything's rolling last year, and Cooper Flagg has to get an ankle injury in the ACC tournament, and then we got guys playing with one arm. Like, I think it's funny when people act like Duke gets all the breaks. Like, they obviously recruit very well. Nobody recruits as well as they do, but I mean, I'm just speaking on the last 10 years. They have not gotten many breaks.
You know, I'm just a bitter UNT fan, I guess, is the deal there, John.
See, and I've pushed really hard to become John's best friend in real life because
right.
he
yes.
loves cards. He goes to the Dallas Card Show. He loves Duke basketball, and he knows all the things about Cowboys. What more could you want in another human?
I have no clue.
Yeah, I don't either. All right, so a lot going on. I was hoping that, obviously, we'll start with the one you probably guessed, why the Cowboys would not re-enter or do not appear as though they'll re-enter into Max Crosby discussions.
Yeah, I mean, obviously the medical part, and then having Dr. Dan Cooper knowing what it situation looks like. I just think that from whatever the Ravens found in that procedure, I think it's going to give a lot of teams a little bit of, hey, let's wait a little bit longer before we invest these type of picks in him. And I still don't think he's playing for the Raiders this upcoming season. I think something ends up getting done with him somewhere, somehow. Now, obviously, the price has come down, and so it doesn't make sense for the Raiders to just be like, okay, anybody want him now? Like, we'll just take the highest offer. I mean, they might not even get a one offered for him right now. And so, I don't know. Can they wait until the draft or after the draft? I mean, because his contract's so big. But, I mean, I just look at the Cowboys as a team that we never would have thought they ended up with George Pickens, and somehow that happened. Now, obviously, much different contract situation. But it just seems odd that Max Crosby is just going to go back in that Raiders building and everything's going to be fine, and he's going to again be the face of their franchise, and they're just going to roll in the season like none of this trade ever even happened. So until he's on another team, I don't think you completely close the door, but it does seem like from the Cowboys' perspective that they made the move for Rashawn Gary, and they're being a little bit more, they're not looking to spend as much at the position as it would cost to get a Max Crosby. And so, yes, if you think that they're busting the budget was going to be them spending big on the first couple of days of free agency, then they've shown you that that isn't the case.
If it were long-term medical issues, and I don't know that to be the case, I'm just saying, and they thought, well, the doctor said he should be good to go for the next 2 years, would that have you like, all right, that'll work, 2 years, that's all I need him for?
Yeah, I would be fine with that. I don't know if they would. I would think they would if you go off of what Jerry was saying at the combine about, it really seemed like he was, leaning into the maximizing this Dak Prescott window. And you clearly have the offense that can get you as far as you possibly could want to go in January. Now, do you have a defense that's close enough that can fill in the gaps? As of right now, no, you don't. The roster right now is not a playoff roster. Now, obviously, they have a draft coming up, and there are other moves. This team has shown that they like trading far more than they like signing big players and competing against other teams in terms of being the highest bidder for things. So there still could be trades in the future. But if you tell me I can get 2 years of Max Crosby, yeah, I'm making that. I'm doing what I need to do. I'm not giving him two firsts, but
right.
I give him a first and maybe something else.
John Machota joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. Why so many defensive tackles?
From UCLA, too.
That is a good question. It does make you wonder if someone that's on the current roster might not be here once the season comes around. And obviously, I'm sure you guys have seen the things being floated out there about Osa Digizua. I don't know if something happens for sure or not, but it does seem like there's a little bit of a logjam at defensive tackle, which is kind of entertaining from our perspective because for so many years we covered a team that really didn't do much at defensive tackle. So now all of a sudden there's a surplus there. And I understand the change to the 3-4. I mean, yeah, it changes up things a little bit, but at the same time, you really don't need that many defensive tackles. So I would think a move is going to be made there in the near future.
What would you think the potential compensation would need to be for the Cowboys? They would take a decent size dead money hit at $16 million, but would still theoretically come out ahead on the cap. Any idea what they would be wanting in compensation there?
No, that's a great question.
Thank you.
I really couldn't tell you exactly what that would be. I mean, I can tell you this. I didn't think that it would take a fourth-round pick to get Rashawn Gary, who posted on social media that he was basically out of Green Bay, and everybody that I know in Green Bay that covers the team, so they thought he was gone. So the compensation part of it, it can be kind of all over the place. So, yeah, I wish I had a better answer for you.
You did mention you don't think this is a championship roster right now, and I'm still leaving the offense out of this conversation at the moment because I like the offense. But on the defensive side, adding Locke and Tito, those to me are two backups. Do you see any other options for those guys or like advancements for them on this roster?
No, I think it is to add depth. I mean, you know, obviously – what they were trying to do last year from a coaching standpoint did not work with the team, but we shouldn't act like that. It was great talent on the defensive side of the ball either. I mean, it was a great combination of some mistakes on both the roster building and from the coaching standpoint. And so you obviously get a new defensive coaching staff in there. And so that there's plenty to be excited about there. I just think that this new staff is trying to, you know, provide more of what they're looking for. And it certainly seems a more multiple, particularly on the back end, guys, safeties that can do multiple things, and then I imagine that they will be the same for linebacker, and I imagine that there'll still be a player for another notable edge rusher. So it is interesting. It's not the type of defense that we're used to seeing from the Dallas Cowboys, and so, you know, because Christian Parker hasn't called a defense anywhere, you're just sitting kind of speculating on what his defense is going to look like, and heck, maybe it's even changed for him. Maybe he had a whole plan for what it would look like if you got N'Kobe Dean or Quay Walker, and obviously that didn't happen, so there could be a little adjusting on the fly there about what they do at inside linebacker. And so there's still some pieces that need to be added that are going to play some key roles. I don't think that they've added a ton right now that makes me think that they don't still need a starting caliber corner, obviously at least two inside linebackers and another edge rusher.
Is there a corner in mind that's still available that you're like, that's one that I would love to add to this team?
There's not one that I would love, no. Okay. And to be honest with you, I said this going into free agency that I felt like this team is more likely to make a trade, and they ended up doing Rashawn Gary before they did any other moves. Mm. And I really feel like that will be the way that they, whether it be corner, whether it be linebacker. I mean, we just saw them do it last offseason. I mean, that's how they got Kenneth Murray and Kyrie. Now, neither worked out, so you can easily make the argument that's not the way to go, but I'm leaning towards now with where we see the cornerback and linebacker market being in free agency. I'm leaning towards that it's more likely that trades filled those holes.
Was there any part of you that was hoping, or do you think the Cowboys were hoping, when we heard that the Max Crosby deal was not going to go through, that then the Raiders wouldn't have to honor all their contracts and Walker and or Dean would go back on the market? Because when you talk about linebackers, that is my concern.
Yeah, no question. That had to be a big part of it for them, because it wasn't just them adding those two linebackers, which you had interest in, but it was that, you know, obviously Linderbaum deal where you're like, well, they're obviously spending a ton of money thinking that Max Crosby's money is off the books, and that's not the case now. But everything that I've seen reported nationally says that they still believe that they can handle all of that, and maybe they're just saying that, but I'm sure the Cowboys would be pretty thrilled if they couldn't sign both of those linebackers, just going off of how close it sounds like they were to potentially getting N'Kobe Dean.
Do you think this is going to, because I know everyone right now is saying all the right things, do you think this is really going to impact like the Ravens' standings when it comes to making deals in the future? Or do you think, like, kind of like Corey said, people say that now, but if you have something they want, well, then they'll forget about that?
It will a little bit, but the big takeaway for me over the last, whatever it's been, 12 hours, 20 hours, is that how different it would be if Max Crosby had been traded to the Cowboys and this was going on. Because Jerry Jones would be the number one thing talked about in sports right now if the Cowboys backed out of this deal.
Yes.
Did the Ravens kind of fly under their, I mean, are there a lot of people really going after Eric DaCosta right now? I mean, I'm sure his name is, I've seen it tweeted a little bit, but like, if this is the Cowboys that backed out on that, I mean, just everybody is jumping in on Jerry Jones. I mean, they're probably talking about it on, like, Good Morning America taking shots at Jerry and stuff like that. And with the Ravens, you really don't get that. You have a little bit more cover because you don't really usually move in that way from a national perspective, and you have been, you know, a really solid organization for a couple decades now, but it would be way different if the Cowboys are one backing out. So I do think in a trade proposal, especially for a big-time player like a Max Crosby in the future, yeah, I think it's, you know, affecting the Ravens, but not like the level it would with the Cowboys.
I like TJ Bass, and I think we all love Brandon Aubrey, but it'd be pretty sweet to have a second-round pick or two, wouldn't it?
That would be interesting. I don't see how a team's giving up a second-round pick for either of those players. That would be a pretty big surprise, and I think that if that was the case, I think something would have leaked out by now if that was the case. So I don't see that happening. So I maintain I expect Brandon Aubrey to be kicking for the Cowboys next season, and there's been nothing that's happened since that changes my thought on that. And then the same thing with TJ Bass. That's a lot to give up for a guy that, now, if he had stepped into a starting role and really looked like, hey, this is a guy that, you know, he can step in immediately and be a day one starter for us, that would be a little bit different, I guess, if a team feels that way. But that's still asking a lot for a guy that's been basically mostly a reserve.
The Brandon Aubrey deal, would you expect that to come in under Kai Fairbairn, or would you expect to get a little more?
I would expect it to be more than that. I mean, the Cowboys feel that he's the best kicker in the NFL, and obviously his side and his representatives feel the same. So, yeah, when you see that deal, I'm sure that his camp is fine with seeing those numbers and seeing the position value go up. That only helps them. So, yeah, when he gets his next contract, he'll be the highest paid kicker in the league. That's what I expect.
And I'll probably say that name about 30 different ways before we ever get there. But he's a Houston kicker, so I'm just going to leave it there. As far as offense goes, though, if you're sitting there at 12, is there an offensive player that you're like, okay, this is it? I'm just looking at this offense isn't getting a lot of additions in this offseason, and that makes a lot of sense. They were very good. Clayton Adams says he sees Dak underneath center more, creates more explosive plays. What are they looking for? Just kind of the Chris Young, we're going to get better from within thing with this offense?
Yeah, I would be stunned if they took an offensive play. They can say whatever they want. They've never needed defense, at least since I've covered the team, as bad as they do right now. And so I don't believe that there'll be an offensive player there. If there was, if you told me right now, you're like, I've already been told it is an offensive player that's going at 12, it would be an offensive tackle. I just can't, I don't see them going after Jeremiah Love at 12. You know, I don't see them taking Carnell Tate at 12. I don't see them, you know, going tight end at 12. It would be an offensive tackle. And then maybe that leads to them moving away from, I don't know, a Tyler Guyton or something like that. But I just don't think that they're going to do that. I just think there's too much. And especially with the way that they've moved these first 2 days of free agency, I don't see how they can go anything but defense. And everyone in the league is going to know that. And so I think there's a good chance they trade back on one of those picks and they add a second-day pick in there, because I think they're going to need more bodies than what they have right now, what they're going to be able to get early in the draft. So I do see that happening. But, yeah, I do think that they believe they're going to improve from within. And when they talk about being more under center, I do think that helps out at Terrence Steele. Where I think the concern with Terrence Steele is when you're just in the gun and everybody knows you're going to throw the ball and you're going against these incredible edge rushers, I think that's where you see his weakness.
Oh, okay.
Whereas if you can keep those edge rushers guessing on is this going to be run or pass, even that little split second of where they're hesitant, that can be the difference. So I think that's where they feel a lot better about Terrence Steele than probably fans do.
Was Sam Howell picked up as just a guy, or are they looking for like, hey, we'll see about Joe Milton, but we need a different backup quarterback?
For me, it's all about when it happened. If you told me that they did this move with Sam Howell like next week or something because he was just out on the open market, I'd feel a little bit differently. To do that right away, that makes me think that they want competition for Joe Milton and that they still have questions on if Dak goes down for a game or two and you need someone to kind of fill the gaps there, it seems like they still have questions about Joe Milton, or why would you even make a move? You wouldn't even spend anything on another quarterback. You'd be like, Joe's our guy at two, and then our three is Will Greer, and we're going to keep operating as usual. But for them to add in a Sam Howell, they clearly want competition for Joe, you know, throughout training camp and in the preseason to potentially win that number two job. Now, I'm not saying that they don't think that Joe Milton still doesn't have, you know, a positive future in the NFL, but it shows to me that they still have some questions about if he is their for sure backup.
All right, somebody texted this in. I would love this. I'd be perfectly good with it. If the Cowboys walked away from the first two picks with Delaney and C.J. Allen, how would you feel?
Yeah, no, I think that would be great. I wonder, though, if Delaney's gone, you know, that's the part where anytime you do a mock draft, yeah, it seems like he's right there on the edge. And then if he does go, that's where I think that's when they move back. You know, people are like always talking about how you need a trade partner. I just think the value on what the trade back will be just won't be as high as it's been in previous years, because I just don't think this draft is that strong. And so, yeah, you might not get that second round pick or whatever that you got in previous years. Maybe it has to be an early third or something, but I think they would take another top 100 pick and move back, you know, four or five spots. And maybe that's a spot where they take C.J. Allen. And then let's say they have pick 17 or 18, and then you also have 20 to add, you know, maybe Avion Terrell or an edge rusher there or something like that. And so you fill two of those needs, but then you also got that other top 100 pick. That to me is, I think that's a very, very high probability that the Cowboys end up going that route.
If for some reason they came away with Jeremiah Love and Mekhi Lemon, would you stop talking about the draft forever?
Yeah, probably. probably hang up the cap for a little bit. No, of course not. I think we all talk about this stuff very matter-of-factly, to the point where I just wonder how much the scouting staff gets annoyed with how much.
I'm sure.
I mean, because it's something they're doing 365, and we all kind of jump in and act like we're experts because we watched a couple of Georgia games last year in the fall. So, but it's become so popular, and it's such a big lifeblood of the NFL being a 365-day business, that I don't think that you can do my job or your guys' job without talking about the draft quite a bit, especially when you're in a city like Dallas.
Yeah, it's very similar to Olympics every 4 years. We're ski jump experts.
Oh, yeah.
March Madness, we're filling out our bracket with complete confidence every time. Hey, we will, John, we will be on Friday at the Dallas Cards
right.
Show. When you go, are you always hunting something, or do you just kind of show up sometimes and you're like, I don't know, I got $300 to spend, we'll see how it goes?
Yeah, definitely the second one, and it is. I just enjoy walking around and seeing if there's stuff that I don't have that I've really wanted. You know, the thing for me is that, like, the high end, like the vintage that I really like, the price just keeps going up. So I've kind of chilled out on the Mickey Mantle, Hank Aaron, Willie Mays crowd that I used to be into a little bit more. It's just kind of climbed a little bit to a spot where I'm not really that interested in as much. So now I'll just walk around, and yeah, if there's something good, then I buy it. If not, I have a good time. Just, I don't know. I feel like a kid when I'm there again, you know, like there's like this gap in my life where, like, I moved away from sports cards, and then, you know, I became an adult, and then all of a sudden that pandemic hit, and it's like kind of sucked me back in.
Are you going to be there on Friday?
I'm not sure yet. I'm going to try and go there tomorrow for a little bit, and I'll definitely be there on Saturday. But if I'm there on Friday, I'll definitely come look for you guys.
Yes, and we'll put you to work. So I don't know.
Or you can just come say hi,
John. That's what I meant. I don't know if that's an incentive or not. We'll talk a lot about when Patrick Ngumbo is going to come back, and we'll figure this all out. All right, John, thank you so much, as always, for the time and for all of the info.
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on.